Joy Christian, head coach of the Dobbins Bennett Indians, joins us this morning. Hey, Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bobby. How you doing?
Doing well. Did Don ask all the good questions last night? Did he leave anything for us to talk about this morning?
Well, it's a totally different crowd now. The 6 o'clock, the 6 p.m. crowd's a whole lot different than the 6 a.m. crowd. So
they really are. Hey, Coach, guess
you
what?
You won't catch me up at 6 a.m.
I got you. Well, you wouldn't me either in a perfect world. I got news for you, Coach.
All right, what is it?
It's game day.
All right.
Are you fired up? You ready? You ready to go, Coach?
I say I wouldn't be up at 6 a.m., but by golly, I was today. It was a little something different about last night. I woke up at 5:15 and had a lot of worries on my mind there, you know, about tonight and the whole season. So that must mean that it's close. And so, yeah, absolutely, man, excited about it.
What is it? You slept like a baby. You woke up every 2 hours crying?
Every 2 hours crying.
Yeah, yeah. I got you.
That's what this business will do to you.
No doubt about that. Joy Christian, head coach of the Dobbins Bennett Indians, with us this morning here on The Monster. Certainly lots of holes to fill after a great season last year, Coach. And wow, you hadn't backed down on the schedule just to do this, have you?
Well, no. I mean, listen, this is Dobbins Bennett. This is the 100-year anniversary of our football program. You know, 806 wins in those 100 teams that's played previous. Why would we back down from anybody? That's certainly not who we are. We would like to have tougher schedule and play different teams. Like, you know, I mean, I talked to Maribel and tried to get them to play. They're playing Johnson City and they didn't want to have to come up here. It's so funny. Those teams in Knoxville think that driving to Kingsport from Knoxville is about like what we would think driving from Kingsport to Nashville is or something. They just don't entertain the thought of driving an hour and a half very long. But, you know, we were able to get some local teams to play us. You know, Coach Chandler's done such a great job at Davy Crockett. Coach McMillan has really got things rolling. They're going to have a really good season, I believe. We saw them in 7-on-7 a couple times at Volunteer. And, you know, and then, of course, we keep traditional rival Oak Ridge on the ledger, and then open up with Tennessee High tonight, and then we're able to get the Green Devils back on the schedule. I always say, you know, Bobby, I always say that we want to keep the four schools, the four big schools that were traditional rivals of the Big Seven back in the day, Science Hill, Tennessee High, Dobbins Bennett, and Elizabethton needs to play each other every year. That's my opinion, but I'm the only one that has that opinion. Listen, We beg Elizabethton to play us every year, and they tell us no every year. So, Elizabethton they're just not going to schedule us. They don't do it, and so they play with 9 games.
Joy Christian, head coach, DB Indians, off and running here this morning. Kenny,
Coach, let's break down this team. Obviously, we know you had a number of seniors last year, and a lot of them are gone. Let's look at the offensive side. It starts under center.
Now, see if you can now. Uh-oh.
All right, Coach, can you hear me now?
I got you.
Okay. All right. Let's start with the offensive side of the ball. Last year, you had a number of seniors. You've lost a lot of them. Offensively, it starts under center. Whitson is now at MTSU. You had Tesner there in the backfield. What do you have on offense this year, and who are you looking to lead the team?
Yeah. Well, we obviously, that's our experience side of the ball, Kenny. We have two whole starters coming back on the offense side. On the defense, we only got one. What we got, and, when I took over the team 4 years ago, what I said we wanted to do was have competition at every spot. And, we're about there. We've done a really good job of creating competition. I know it says in the good book that man sharpens man, so – you know, we're able to do that in practice every day. Starting at the quarterback spot, you know, we're going to play two guys tonight. Jake Carson is Jake's a big kid. He's 6'6", 215-pound junior. been in our program, you know, for the third year, and he's an extremely smart individual and a very smart football player, and we're going to count on him to make checks at the line of scrimmage and change protections and do things like that. And football really matters to him. And then we have a kid that's moved in, Noah Blankenship, who's also a junior, who's 6'2", 172, lefty, throws it, you know, has a different, little bit different skill set than Jake does, you know, a little bit more mobile, and but a kid that's very accurate on the short and medium range passes. So at quarterback, we're going to roll with two guys, you know, and I know the old coaching adage is if you play two quarterbacks, then you have no quarterbacks, but I don't think that's the case. I don't see that as being what we are right now. I think we have two guys that as we've gone through spring practice and summer practice, 7-on-7, scrimmages, and every day, that they both showed that they have the ability to help this football team win games, and so they're both going to get to play. At running back, you know, we played two running backs the last 2 years. You know, Tyler Tesner and Phillip Armitage, and they're gone. So, and right now we don't have. It's going to have to be by committee. We're going to have to divide that workload up, stay fresh in the game. And I told those four guys that are going to play tonight that, you know, by the end of the season we need. You know, we need one of them to take charge, or two of them to take charge. Either you can play yourself into more reps next Friday night, or conversely, you can play yourself out of reps next Friday night. That they need to compete, be physical, be fast. I think we're probably a little faster at that spot. We'll go with two seniors, Hunter Minton and Nyshawn Graves, and two juniors, Andrew Myers and Caleb Baker. And once again, none of them are very big. None of them are, you know, you're not going to look at them when they walk off a bus and go, man, that kid right there is the one. You know, they're not going to scare you there. But but they all have good vision. They all can run with power, and they're all short, and they can get down lower on you. Like I said, we're just not big, but we do have a little more speed there probably than we had with Tyler and Phillip.
What about on the corners? I mean, is this going to be a passing Dobbins Bennett team or a running team right
well,
now?
I think, you know, I said it earlier that, listen, it's high school football. Listen, what we're going to do is we're going to do whatever the defense gives us. Now, listen, Coach Chris Thacker is I put him up against anybody in the state as offensive coordinator. And he does a tremendous job of getting our team and getting our quarterbacks ready and to execute and developing a game plan, and then getting our guys to execute a game plan of what we need to do. If the defense is giving us pass, then we're gonna pass it. If they're giving us run, then we're gonna run it. You know, and then of course we're gonna RPO. We 85% of the runs that we call, we tag an RPO on it. So we're always going to take what the defense gives us there. But, you know, when it comes down to it, and we're going to have to, you know, but when it comes down to it, we're going to throw the ball. I like our guys, man. Like I said, we've got two returning starters with pass receivers. So Donovan Gillespie started every game last year as a sophomore. He's the most athletic kid on our team. And in the slot, we moved Hayden Shear, who's been a 2-year starter for us. We moved him to the slot. Hayden, you know, is ready and primed to have a super senior season. He's backed up by Dakari Dixon, who is new. He came to us from the basketball program. Listen, Dakari Dixon, remember that name. He's going to make some plays for Dobbins Bennett these next 2 years. He is quick. He's you know, he's fast, but he's really quick, and he can really be elusive, catches the ball well. Elsewhere on the outside, Hayden Russell and Jaron Sensabaugh, Hayden Russell is a junior, played very sparingly last year. Jaron Sensabaugh, you know, is a sophomore who's just gets better and better. He's certainly got to get in the weight room and get stronger, but he's a kid that runs great routes. He really he understands concepts and things like that. And I've also been around this place long enough that I know the more sense balls we can have playing, the smarter football coach that I am. Our tight ends, we're going to play about four tight ends. Ben Phillips, Levi Evans, Blake Dunford, Nathan Sons, all four of those guys can play. But we're going to lean on Ben Phillips for the majority of it. Ben's a kid that, you know, played very sparingly last year, but Ben's 6'1", 225. You know, he's a kid that could play at the next level somewhere at some level, you know, if he takes care of things off the field. So out on the corner, we're going to be fine. The place that worries me is probably your next question.
Yeah, it was just funny because my next question was going to be, I didn't hear a sense of ball, and then you brought it in there towards the end. Let's take a look defensively. You say you've got one experienced player back. I mean, has that been a series of nightmares for you on how to feel that defensive side?
Yeah, that's why I'm up at 5:15 in the morning, and you know, and you don't go to bed till after midnight. Yeah, it's, you know, but we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine because we got kids. We got kids who have pride in Dobbins Bennett, like absolutely like you're supposed to. Pride in their community, pride in this school, and they're going to play extremely hard, which is what we ask them to do every play. Yeah, the one kid that's returning starters, Levi Evans. Levi's lost about 20 pounds from last year. He played defensive end or our jack linebacker spot, which is basically a defensive end, last year, and he dropped about 20 pounds, and he's another kid that is a recruitable kid. He's 6'3", 210 pounds, play will linebacker for us. So we're going to have 11 new people at different at every position as we move him to will. The other linebacker, we're going to start a sophomore, Branson Carswell, is a kid that – was really good in our freshman program last year. Man, he is a type of kid who has such great attention to detail. Obviously, the game of football is very important to him and means a whole lot to him. And he's always going to be where he's supposed to be, where he's coached to be. So, really excited about him. And in the future, on the defensive line, we're going to rotate a bunch of guys in. You know. I heard Coach Saban say one time, if those big guys, if you let their gas tanks get empty, they can't fill them up real quick. But now a little guy, skinnier guy, can get his gas tank empty, and it don't take but just a couple of plays, and his gas tank's back full. So we got to make sure that our bigs up front, and not that we're that big, but we got to make sure that those guys, you know, don't run themselves down to where we're not playing at a high level, you know, late in the second quarter and then obviously the entire fourth quarter. But guys that you're going to hear there, Blake Dunford and Trace Benedict, a kid that's new to our program, they're going to they'll start at defensive end, be backed up by Blake Dockery, Chris Harris, possibly Ben Phillips there on the defensive tackle. We'll start with Eli Smith and Asaka Kapimo, who's had a great camp for us. Asaka's another kid that's he's kind of bided his time. He's 6'3", 261, kid that can really hold the point inside. They'll be backed up. Austin Moses has had a good campaign there. Nick McVay, a sophomore, and Ryder Brown there. So a lot of guys up front there in that front six that, you know, it's high school football. You got to be able to run the ball, and you got to be able to stop the run. Every state champion last year – dominated the running game in the championship game. So the 9 state champions last year, you know, there's not a whole lot changed in the way that football is played at the high school level.
Joy Christian, head coach of the Dobbins Bennett Indians, joins us this morning. Nothing quite like opening night, even if it is on the road, huh, Coach?
Oh, man, it's like, listen, to high school football coach, I mean, this is better than Christmas almost.
Oh my goodness!
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you. At least now there'd be something on TV. You know, there's no NBA basketball or something like that on it. Christmas, you watch that Christmas Story movie over and over again. But isn't high school football what it's supposed to be about? It's about communities coming together. It's about bragging rights from one community to the other community. It's about a whole school coming together. You know, we got 2,300 kids here at Dobbins Bennett, and it's about everybody coming together. And, you know, and when you come to J. Fred on a Friday night, listen, you're going to see about 500 kids, over 500 kids who wants to be great and wants to do something good and wants to show everybody in the community how hard they work to do whatever whatever extracurricular activity they have, whether it's football, a spirit shaker, cheerleader, band,
yep.
The ROTC. Listen, that's what high school sports or high school's about, is teaching these kids to be leaders, and they get it from all those organizations.
Informed sources tell me that band's doing Journey this year. You can't miss out with Journey, man. That's good stuff right there.
Oh, you can never go wrong with Journey.
Hey.
You know, yeah, that's good. I didn't know that's what
I was informed sources
got lined up for us.
Hey, coach versus player, father versus son. You ever coached your son before, Coach? On the football field.
Interviewing me and not him. Cause he would probably tell you I've coached him at every level.
I got you.
And I have before I was head coach. You know, yeah. I did coach him at a couple of youth spots. I mean, I helped when I could.
Gotcha.
At some youth spots. But that certainly is an exciting time for me and my wife, you know, to finally – be able to coach your son, and for him, he'll be our starting center tonight. And wow. You know, I reminded him before we left the house this morning that as soon as the game's over, he needs to make sure I want to take my coaching hat off and I want to put my father hat on and make sure we have a little bit of family time after the game before I have to get back in to put that coaching hat on and do some media obligations after the game.
Gotcha.
Which is, I mean, that's just great. I mean, yeah. There's not too many fathers, coaches that experience that type of moment. Coach, before we let you go, tell me, what do you know about this Tennessee High team? Obviously, they have a new coach, not really new. Mm-hmm. He's been on the staff for 20-something years, but it's a team mm-hmm. you beat pretty bad last season, so they're going to be pretty hungry for you tonight.
Oh, sure they are. Listen, we're Dobbins Bennett. Everybody's hungry for us. We're the hunted, not the hunters. We have a bullseye on our back every Friday night. We understand that. Our kids understand that. We understand that when we go in the weight room every day or whether we're on the game field on a Friday night. Tennessee High, here's what I know. I know that, one, they're coached by a guy that I respect so much. You know, me and Coach Chandler has been, I've been lucky to call him a friend for a long time. I know he's such a great football coach, but I tell you this, he's a better man. When we get together, we talk about family. His daughter, you know, his youngest daughter is 2 years older than my son, and his oldest daughter is 1 year older than my daughter. And so we always talk about where our girls are, how college is going, where they're at in their life, and things like that. And his wife's a teacher, and my wife's a teacher, and so there's so many similarities in our life. And they're gonna be a well coached team. They still got the same, so many of the same guys on staff. Have always had the utmost respect for Tennessee High and their coaches and the way that they handle their program. Mike Womper is going to do a great job running their offense. You know, he's been I've known Mike ever since I got into this business, back when he was at Anderson County and moved on. You know, he was at RICO, he was head coach at Sullivan North, and his place is in between. He's been at Tennessee High for a long time, and that's the iffy of tonight, is we don't know exactly what to expect. You know, we've got two scrimmage films and we know what they did in those scrimmages, but we're not sure how many aces they got up their sleeve that they're going to try to pull out tonight on us in offensively there. Defensively, we kind of expect the same there. You know, Coach Chandler had been the defensive coordinator for the last several years, and I know Coach Holt's taken over that role. But, you know, what we also expect with Tennessee High is a very athletic team that's very fast, can run, and they got, you know, Nasea Foote and LaVon Montgomery and kids like that can make plays. And so it's our job to minimize those plays and hopefully be able to make a couple ourselves.
Coach, all the best to you this season. We certainly appreciate your time this morning.
Bobby, Kenny, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Roll Tribe.
Thanks, Coach.
Joy Christian, head coach, Dobbins Bennett Indians, 24 teams in 24 days.